Praise his name. Let's stand together if you'd like. Let's just bow our heads as we open the service. Heavenly Father, Lord, you're truly wonderful to us, O God. Father, granted us another day, beautiful day on the outside even, Lord. Father, more so inside that we can have the desire to come and to gather around your word, hear you speak to us. Lord Jesus, you're so precious, so thankful in my heart, Lord, for what you're doing in this hour, Father. Preparing people's heart, Father. For Lord, your coming is so close, though we can feel it, we can see it. Lord Jesus, have your way in the service today. May your will be done in everything that's said. Lord, and just, we know you're here. You promised it. We're so thankful. Lord, just have your way. Move amongst us, we ask. In your precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise his name. Is he lovely to you? You may be seated. Praise his name. Turn with me, if you would, in our capstone books there. Praise his name. Page 65. I'll have to start there. I need thee. Amen. Do you feel you need him, saints? Always. He's always there for us. I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like thine can be so full. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I
meeting, saints.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen.
I need thee every hour. Teach me thy will and thy rich promises in me fulfill. Oh, let it be to me. Hallelujah. Right above there, 64, nearer my God to thee. May he take every one of us and let's walk closer.
Nearer, my God, to thee. Nearer to thee.
your heart's desire. Draw near to Him. Oh Lord. Jesus, Jesus. Oh Lord. Praise His name. Oh, hallelujah. Precious name. Give me strength coming through me. Came to do thy will, O God. To thee my life I give. Thy word is drawing me. O God, let it be in every heart. Sing that last verse again with me, saints. Jesus, Lord, oh, give me strength, come and through me live. Ever closer to Him. May I give my life to Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise His name. Amen. Paul, would you like to come up and offer it?
Jesus, and the Father, we gather here today, Lord Jesus, just to draw near to you, Lord Jesus, and just to draw strength from you, Lord Jesus, and that holy word you've given us here, Lord Jesus, and stay in the age, Lord Jesus. And pray, Lord Jesus, to give us that revelation, Lord, that back to you, Lord, for those of you that might see, Lord Jesus, that to our those that have seen, Lord, just open it up to His Father to prepare us for that time that's coming, Lord Jesus. Catching it right there. Just can't be at home in this world anymore, Lord Jesus. It's just exit for every day. We just feel you drawing closer, drawing nigh to His Father. We just want to draw nigh to you, Lord Jesus, and just get our focus off this world or on you, Lord Jesus. I pray just help us to do that, Lord, as we just look to you for that strength and help, Lord Jesus. And Lord Jesus, these guys are not much today, Lord Jesus. We give a small portion back as yours, Father. We just want to given to you, Lord Jesus, to maybe use my kingdom, Lord Jesus, wherever you live, you know, Lord Jesus, just as many as bless those that give and those that can't give, Lord Jesus, and just bless each and every one of us. We ask these things in your name, Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Praise His name. Footprints of Jesus. That's on 16 in your books there. Father, Lord, we are so appreciative. Lord, the many promises that you've laid down. And Lord, how you're teaching us, Father, to trust in you more. Lord, your footprints lead us on a path that we can glorify your holy name. Lord, no matter what circumstances and phases of life we walk through, Lord, we're learning, growing. You're teaching us. Lord, we may glorify your name. Father, you have paid every price, met every need that we could ever come. Lord, we truly want to thank you for all you've done. Lord, we ask that you would just reach down and touch every heart, Lord. Meet every need that's on their hearts. Lord, and may they have the faith to receive it. For Lord, we know it's already ours. So Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father. Praise you and appreciate you. Lord, may we proclaim to all your goodness in our lives. Lord, a special prayer. We do want to thank you for keeping your hand on our sister. Lord, your goodness just goes beyond all understanding, ability to tell. But we do want to say thank you, Father. Lord, and just bring her back to us at your appointed time. Father, we just ask all this now for the remainder of the service. May you just have your way. Precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Has anyone got a special? Amen. Special song. All right. All righty. Let's just all stand then, if you would. Sing a little chorus, Only Bleeds. We'll ask our brother to come.
happy to be here this morning. Amen. So thankful for this blessed opportunity to come and together around His precious Word. Let's just bow our heads for a moment of prayer. Precious Lord, we truly are grateful to be here this morning. And Lord, for the desire that drawed us and brought us here. And Lord, for the precious brothers and sisters that are here with us this morning, Lord, to worship You and to praise You and to partake of Your precious Word. And we just humbly ask that You would take these few words and dip them into our heart a little greater. That, Lord, the expression of each page and each word, Lord, would express through us, Lord, to vindicate and to prove out that You truly do live and reign in our hearts and in our lives. And, Lord, that You are first in our hearts and in our lives, Lord. And we just ask Your blessings upon Your Word and just a blessing upon our hearts as we hear it, Lord, to receive it. And we'll never fail, Lord, to see that You receive the glory and the honor for it all. And we ask it in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, He's so wonderful. Amen. While you're still standing, if you would, we'll turn our Bibles over to Philippians and read a scripture, and then you can be seated. Amen. Just a very familiar words, but just as always, when we come here, we look into God's precious Word and to stir up our minds by way of remembrance. And to make sure and to weigh ourselves each, no matter how big of a word we might feel it is or how little, but to take every word of God and to make sure that we are taking it into account into our lives and weighing ourselves up by it. But here in Philippians, the second chapter, and we'll just begin there at the first verse. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy that ye be like-minded, having the same love, and being of one accord and of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem other better than themselves, looking not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. May the Lord bless the reading of His Word. You may be seated. Some very powerful words here as Paul was speaking and realizing that Jesus, when He was here on earth, His whole ministry was doing for others. And realizing all down through the works that He did with the disciples and how He even washed their feet. It showed them to do this after He was gone. And how He told them to, you know, as we read through all the scriptures, it's been very prominent of how much His love, one to another, one husband to wife, children to their parents, how great of a thing it is to look on the things of others. And if we have love of God in our hearts, we will truly do that. Amen. But we live in an age where we know that the lukewarmness has crept in amongst the church. And then when we look through this world, we see that most people no longer look on the things of others. We look around us and we see the situation that's upon the world today in this pandemic. And we see that if people truly looked on the other things of others, you wouldn't see the bare shelves that you see. The hoarding that's taking place. People would take what they needed and leave the others and only partake of it as needed. But because of their selfish desire and that we must get and get for ourselves attitude, it bleeds over. And sometimes we want to make sure that we're not falling anywhere into any of those categories. And that's just one piece of it. But to fall into this category, as Paul was speaking, to make sure we fulfill ye my joy. And to be like-minded and have the same love, being of one accord and of one mind. And let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind. And thinking and humble, how humble we are and how little we are. And as we think about this, we often see, you know, as families also join together and husband and wives, to become one. And there's families that mix and mingle. And we see all of these situations of life. And children raise up under, you know, mom and dad may have four or five kids. And the children all raise up. And how you truly see it in the world is those children raise up. And maybe one child does a little better in life than the next one. Maybe has a little bit more in life. the jealousies begin to rise. And all of these things, love is truly lost. And they're not really preferring their brother or their sister anymore, because if they did, they would be glad and happy that God had blessed them with what they had and the place that they may be set in life. But we see all of these things take place in these situations going around us. And a lot of times it's because we don't truly love one another like we should. And if that love was truly abounding, what a peace and a unity it brings. Even as we gather here as a body of believers, if we love one another, truly love one another, it'll keep a peace and a unity here. It won't be no backbiting. There won't be no bickering. There won't be no fussing with one another. And we see that as God's love is truly filling each and every heart, how it brings that peace and the Holy Spirit, and that dove is always present, never taking its flight. And how we want to see that not only in our lives, and not only just here, but in our homes, wherever we go, we want that sweetness and that peace to be there, that love would shine forth, that Jesus Christ is truly seen and magnified through us. And as I thought of these things this morning, and as I was meditating and reading some of these things, you know, it's a checking up every situation in life. And we've often said situations of life have a way of coming and happening, and people get hard and we harden ourselves, and maybe we get to thinking a little bit, if maybe we were just a little bit hurt in a situation somewhere, and maybe it turns our way of thinking a little contrary to the way God would really want us to look at a situation, and how we can always go back to this precious word and renew our minds and to refresh our hearts, and to ask the Lord to keep me tender and keep me soft, Lord, and to keep me in that precious word, that every situation, Lord, would be handled exactly the way you would want it to be, and that sweetness would always be seen. And I'll turn over here to John with me, if you would, the First John. We'll just read some scriptures here. Amen. Here in John, the first book of John. We'll go to the third chapter. We'll begin here about the 13th verse. As John was speaking, he says, "Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death unto life, because we love the brethren. And he that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and ye know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. Hereby we perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whosoever hath this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassions from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth." And how it truly goes as we look back at our precious Lord Jesus as he was here on this earth. We see that life, that love that he had, abounded out, not in the word only, but in the deeds that was done through his life. It expressed the love that was in his heart for each and every one. And you know, Jesus told us not to just not to only love those that do good to us, but to love them that persecute us and despitefully use us, and do all manner of evil against us, and to love our enemies. And when you think about that, And we look back at all the examples that we've had, and how that truly can I see that same love in my heart going back to people that are maybe have caused me ill will or done something against me, or can I truly express that love back to them? You know, I think of Jesus as he stood there, as the scripture says, when the rich young ruler came to him, and how he looked into his heart and he knew that he just couldn't go that last little bit. But yet he loved him. He wanted him to, but he was there to still give him what he could, but he still was always there, ever mindful. Even the ones that despitefully used him, even Simon, when he invited him to his house and to make fun of him, sort of, and to push him off in the corner and not to wash his feet or to anoint him with anything, Jesus still went. The love in his heart still took him there. And to sit there and then that little lady come in and truly expressed what love was all about. And showed what it meant to be in humility and what it meant to humbly come before him. And to wash his feet with his tears and dry his feet with her hair of his hair head. How we see all these things taking place before us. And as we live in this dark, deceptive age and all these things going on around us, are we truly seeing this reflective life of Jesus Christ 100%? It's got to be every word. It's got to be all of it. And each portion has to be living back through us. And if the Holy Spirit is in us, we know that this love will truly be expressing just the way that He expressed it. And it's got to be 100%. There can't be nothing short. It's got to be wholeheartedly there. John here in the 4th chapter also speaking, he said, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this is the manifested the love of God towards us, because God sent His only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through Him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time, but if we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and His love is perfected in us. And as we think about these things, and we see this great love that He had for us, and what He's done for us, how it should just make us want to be and do for each and every one. As we realize, is we're sitting here today as part of the body of Jesus Christ. And Jesus said, as you've done unto the least of these, you've done it unto me. And how we should be looking for every opportunity we have to be able to do something, to help someone in some way. Might be a prayer in a prayer closet, just the Lord laying it upon your heart to go and to pray for a brother or pray for a sister. Or maybe there's a physical need. Maybe someone needs food and God lay it upon your heart and you meet that need for them. Or maybe it's something else they need. You know, I was thinking as some of us brothers went over and helped Brother Philip there this week, and how that ought to be as we see that. You know, I'm old enough now and to be able to look back and remember the days that saw Brother Philip go and help the other brothers and sisters of Christ when he was able and really strong and a younger man, and how he never failed to be there when it was needed of him to help, you know. And we look at that, and as each one of us, as it becomes our turn, someday I'm going to be Brother Philip if the Lord should tarry. And you know how we can see that love one for another, we all pull together. It's not a burden to go help this one or someone to go help that one. And we should never look at it that way or ever feel that way. And you know, as we see all of these situations of life happening around us, some are older, some are younger. You know, we have to bear each other's burdens a little more. And we have to be a little more understanding and a little more forgiving. And to truly take into consideration what that other person feels. And in the situation that they're in, sometimes we get so caught up in our own situations and our own problems of life, we forget to remember that others are still present and going through things. And that even through that, even as Jesus hanging on a cross in His own agony, remembered those two thieves hanging beside Him. And how we should truly always bear in our hearts and our thoughts the burdens of those around us that are suffering, that are going through things that we may not be experiencing and may never have to experience, but maybe we've got a brother that's going through a real heavy trial. How that should be heavy on our hearts as well. The whole time that he's passing through that valley, it should be on our hearts to uphold him and to pray for him. Maybe a sister going through these hard and tough times, and that love, if we truly love each other, we feel each other. It's there all the time. I don't have to. When somebody truly loves you, you don't have to ask them if they love you. Their actions prove out that they love you. And it's evident. You feel it. You get around them, you can feel the spirits the same. It's a drawing. It's a sweetness. It's always there, and it never goes away. And how we want to make sure that that's always ever present in our hearts and in our lives, and evident to others that are watching. We'll read some things Brother Branham said here. This was actually in the Church Age book. Not very good with these big words, but it's Thyatirian Church Age, I believe is how you pronounce it. This is in the newer Church Age book that was revised there. And Brother Branham begins speaking on page 246 in this book, paragraph 38. And he says, I know your love, service, faith, and patience. You will know that their love is placed between works and service. That is the right place for it, because without love, our works are not accepted before God, neither is our service. Paul, speaking to the Corinthians, said, without love, I am nothing, and whatever I do is without profit unless it is done in love. Now you can see right here that these believers weren't in that Nicolaitan class that did works as a means of salvation or to be admired by men. They did their works out of love of God that was shed abroad in their hearts by the Holy Ghost. That love in their hearts was God's love for his own, Jesus said. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, that you have love one for another, John 13:35. Yes. The pagans who saw the lives of the early Christians said, behold how they love each other. And John said in 1 John 4:7, everyone that loveth is born of God. I want to give a warning right here. It says concerning the last days that because of the abounding iniquity, the love of many would well wax cold. In that Laodicean or last age, self-love and love for material things will take the place of the true love of God. And we need to guard against the power of sin in these last days. So many are getting so hard because they haven't realized the effect of this last day spirit. And it is time to draw nigh to God and let him fill our lives with his love, or we will feel the coldness of that last day church and reject the truth of God, which is alone able to help us. In those dark and dreadful years, the true vine held its love for God and the love of the brethren, and God commended them for it. I know your service, Jesus said. He that is the greatest of all is a servant to all. A wise man commented on that saying, and here's what he said. Only history will prove the truth of that dictum. That man was right. All truly great men of history have been servants. They who demand to be served, they who oppressed, they who sought to always be at the head have gone down in shame. Even the very rich are condemned by God when they have not used their wealth right. But look into history, and you will find that the truly great were those who served others. History can never acclaim those for those who much was done, but it will forever praise those who did much for others. Now let us apply that to ourselves, even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister. So we are to follow that example, see him as he bows himself over the feet of the apostles and washes their tired and dirty feet. And he said, you don't know what I'm doing, but you will know hereafter. But what you see me doing, you ought to also do. And he became a servant in order that God could elevate him to the highest heights. And one day in that judgment of the saints, we're going to hear him say, well done, good and faithful servant, enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Yes. It's hard to be always a servant, but those who are spent for others will one day be seated with him in his throne, and it will be worth it all then. Let us labor for the Master from the dawn till setting sun, and let us talk of all his wondrous love and care. And when all of life is over and our work on earth is done and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. And I want you to think about that as our lives being lived and serving of others. And how we should, as I was mentioning, we should fill each other's needs. And, you know, look back at the examples through the prophet's ministry. The little lady that's had the baby that come up in the prayer line, and God dealt with another sister's heart because she had compassion as a mother. And God was able to move on her heart to go pray for that baby. And she followed the leading of the Holy Spirit and prayed for that baby. And then that same lady come up in the prayer line, and Brother Branham said, that baby's already healed. How we should feel that same pulsation for each and every one of our brothers and sisters. And that love going forth, that God can push that onto our hearts when we can see that they truly have a need. That prayer is our brother's been speaking a prayer life, and that prayer being there, but the moving of the Holy Spirit and that compassion, all of this gels together to create that life of Jesus Christ 100%. Yes, to bring it to a place to where the moving of the Holy Spirit can move upon my heart to go pray for someone, to do these things as Brother Branham said, as the lady said, can anybody do miracles? And Brother Branham said, when directed by God. And that's the whole key, is being led by the Spirit and being in tune with the Holy Spirit, but also having all of these things, the fruits of the Spirit's on display in our lives. It takes all of it, not just one piece. But it's all got to be there, all of God's Word together, gelled together in our hearts, And it will cause this great love one for another. But sometimes it's easy to get caught up in our stage of life and maybe not have patience for that older person. Or maybe the older person doesn't have the patience for the younger person because they're not moving as quickly as I want them to do something. Or it's all these situations. We are human and placed here on this earth, but yet God is greater than all of our own natures. As we're each born different, we each like different foods. We all like to do things different. I might wear a yellow tie and you might like to wear a red tie, but we all are sons and daughters of God. And it should never matter what our stage, what kind of job I have, what kind of job you have, what I make a year, what you make a year. None of these things should ever play into our decisions or what we're willing to do for someone. If they can pay, I'll sure be there. But if they can't pay, I ain't got no help for that one. But God's love is, it doesn't matter. We're out there always doing. As that little lady in the Bible came up to give her offering, and all she had was those 2 pennies. She gave all that she had for what she could do. And how that ought to be for each one of us, we do what we can with what we have to do with. And we let God express and use whatever we have. He'll use whatever you'll let Him use of you. He'll take and use it to His glory. It may seem like the smallest of things, but it will bring glory to God if it's done out of the depths of your heart and with a true love one for another. Amen. And it'll bring fruits unto righteousness. Here in the Message, the ever-present water from the rock. And this was preached July 23rd, 61. Brother Branham was speaking here about paragraph 70. And he was speaking of Israel, and I kind of cut some of it off, but he says, so then the process of time, there was a great falling away come in Israel. When this great crowding end time, then people began to fall away from one side to the other. And then in their chatting, well, we wish we were back down in Egypt, and our souls loathe this light bread. In other words, if I would take it here historically now, that's what they said. And now in the modern day, it would be, oh, every Wednesday night, every prayer meeting, every Sunday morning, back to church. What do we hear? The same thing. The preacher stands up and preaches songs and go on back. And then you're just going on as a line of duty. You're not a worshiper. A worshiper goes there to worship, to express his self before his God, and to praise God for his goodness. To every word, he hangs on to it. Just like a love affair. If you was going with a girl because you knew it was a duty, or you're going with a boy when you were young, Mama wants me to go with this guy, but I can't stand him. You don't get nothing of him coming to see you. And it's the same way about a girl to a boy or a boy to a girl. You go with her, she bores you. And Mama wants you to go with her because she is the type of girl that Mama likes. See, it bores you. No love affair. But you don't care. You don't want to clean up. You don't want to go see her. And why, it's a horrible thing when he is coming to see you. My, you just wish he would hurry on and go home. And that's the same way it is when you come here. He says, why does he preach so long? And what's about all this stuff and everything? See, you're not in love. But when you really hang on to every word, as the Spirit gave you warning this morning. See, hanging on to every word that it might be what he has been talking to you about, holding on, it's eternal life, every word of God. It's a joy to go to church under any circumstance, whether it's hot, cold, indifferent, whether people are fussing, growling, whatever they're doing, it's still a joy to hear the word of the Lord. Then you're in love with Christ. See, you love going to church. And sometimes people get things confused in this last age. They see church as just an entertainment. This love affair of Christ was not, people didn't go to hear Jesus, the true people that was going to sit there under his teachings, wasn't going there just for entertainment. But there was something that was being spoke that was drawing on their heartstrings that drawled them back each and every time. And it created a love affair between them. And you know, that's the same way it is today as we have this little building that we come and gather into. When the doors are open, I don't come here just because I'm coming to fellowship with brothers and sisters. I don't just come in here just to, oh, it's another church service and that's the American way. We go to church on Sundays and one night a week. But I come here because there's a love affair happening. There's a love down inside my heart to hear God's precious word. A true desire to be fed the word and to measure myself up and to feel this pulsating in my heart. And as we come in those doors and as we truly begin to lift our hands and we sing and we worship as we did this morning, it's truly a love affair between us back to the Lord. And that's a true worship. It's not, we're not just here to sing some songs to fill time and space, but each person in their own way is worshiping the Lord and singing back to Him to make melody in their heart back to Him and to lift up their voice and their hands and to prepare their hearts for the hearing of the precious word, knowing that each time as they come, the Lord is going to speak with them to them through His precious word. Might be the simplest words as we're hearing this morning, but God is still speaking to our hearts in a special way if we will only each time come with that great love pulsating in our hearts for Him, as the Brother Branham is speaking about here. He says, that's the way it is. Why does He preach long? What about all this stuff and everything? See, you're not in love. Let me drop down. He says, but it's a joy to go to church under any... Okay, well, honey, it's Sunday morning again. I guess we have to wash up the young'uns and get down there. My, it's boresome. See, you're not in love. But if you are really in love and you can just wait, can't wait till Sunday morning comes. You've just got to get down there with them. Can't wait. The people of God, they don't bore you. They're brothers and sisters. As I used to say, you get as thick as sour gum molasses on a cold morning. It don't run. It just stays together. You know, clings tight. Now, that's a rude expression, but it's trying to let you know what I mean. See, you stick together, and the colder it gets, the tighter they stick. And that's the way it ought to be with us. The colder, when earthly friends are forsaken, still more closely to Him cling. And what we love each other and love each other is not because that we're somebody, but it's Christ in one another that we love, you see. It's God that's in our beings that we love, and that we love to come together. And we used to sing the old hymn, "Blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love, the fellowship of kindred minds like that above." See, the fellowship of kindred mind is like that above. Before our Father's throne, we pour our ardent prayers. Our fears, our hopes, our aims are one. Our comforts and our cares. See, yes, sir, when one has had a blessing, we're all happy about it. When one is sad, we're all sad with him. We want all to be together. Now, that's the way we're supposed to be. And that's the way Israel was supposed to be, but it become burdensome. Oh, this old light bread, angel bread. What do we care about this old light bread? Our souls loathe this stuff, and everything is wrong. And this old manna that falls every night, why, we would rather have some garlic leak out of Egypt, you see. Their hearts wasn't ready for the journey. And when a man or woman begins to complain about going to church, they get so tired of going to church, they're not ready for the journey. That's right. There's something wrong somewhere. Oh, when you love God and think you're going to heaven, and all of you are going together. And when we think about that, truly, each time we have the opportunity to come, does our true opinion of why we're coming meet that right there? That I'm coming here, no matter if I hear if the Lord lays upon our pastor's heart to preach the same exact message 2 to 3 times in a row, does it matter? It should not matter. We should come each time with that same love, and each time we're going to get a new nugget out of that God's precious word. Not something our pastor's going to give us. He's only doing what God instructed him to do, to stand up here and to bring that word and to renew our minds to whatever it is He's bringing. But God is there as the comforter, the Holy Ghost there teaching us each time. Here's the next nugget you need, and here's the next rung you got to climb. And all the love it ought to place in our hearts to be gathered into that precious word and to embrace it, not only here, but when we're at home. Wherever we are, we're feeding on that word and drawing on it each and every time to draw strength from it. And then in so doing, how it ought to cause us to reach back out to our brothers and sisters with that same love, to see and nurture them, to cherish them, and to whatever we see they're going through, wherever they're setting, that love is bouncing from breast to breast, a feeling of each one and caring for one another. Oh, it could be so much more, not saying things to try to maybe cut someone down or try to hurt them, but to uplift them, and always being mindful just to think that. Just think of that. Somebody might stop by your home to visit. And you might think, oh my goodness, they were just here the other day. But oh my, what if they're needing strength and they come around to draw strength from you? And they maybe come around because they can feel that virtue from you. But oh my, maybe we get in ourselves and then we decide, I just wish they wouldn't come. I just wish they would stay someplace else. And then do they feel the virtue anymore? Do they feel the kinship, that fresh spirit of like precious faith among us? See, that's the thing. We must always remember every situation. God knows what's going on and taking place. And every situation arises for that very thing, maybe to show each one of us where we need to climb and press a little harder. And to show a little more love as we We look out here, we see what the world is. We see how they treat their own fleshly brothers and sisters and their parents and their husbands, the wives. But we are got to be a reflection of what Jesus Christ said love, true love, agape love would be from these precious scriptures. And it's got to be so expressed from our lives that others looking in can see that love and see that peace, that joy that we have that's always there no matter the situation. And it'll make them thirsty that they would want to drink of the same thing that you are partaking of. Hey, man, you know, sometimes you can see that as people, they don't see real people anymore. Everything is so fake and so uncertain. And when they find somebody that they can feel that from, they just want to be with them all the time. They want to get in your presence. They want to talk to you when they get an opportunity. They want to draw from you, and they do each and every time they can. And how we should be that there for them to help draw them. And maybe one day we might draw one more person to Jesus Christ that would know him personally. Amen. Amen. Brother Branham left us this little excerpt in the message, Christ is the Mystery of God Revealed, on paragraph 80. He says, love one another. And above everything, love one another. No matter what the devil tries to say, you're all one great big sweet group now. But remember my warning, see? Satan won't let it stay that way. No, sir. He'll shoot everything. If he has to bring somebody in to make his target, he'll bring in some critic or unbeliever in, sit him down, cause him to fellowship with you under the quietness of things, and then he'll shoot that guy with some kind of poison stuff, and he'll start through the church with it. Don't take sides with it. Don't you have nothing to do with it or anything else. You stay right loving, sweet, kind to one another. Pray for that man that he'll be saved to, or that woman, ever who it is. Just pray for them and stick one with another. And stay with your pastor. He's the shepherd. You give him respects, he'll lead you through because he's ordained of God to do so. And now you remember the enemy will come. And when he does, just cling that much closer together. And the one the devil is using for an enemy will either get out or come in and be one of you. That's all. Don't never clan among or talk. Make yourself clannish. We are one. I couldn't say left hand, I'm mad at you. I'm going to take you away because you're not a right hand. He's my left hand. And I want him to stay there. Even the little tip of my finger, I want to stay right there. Every little part of my body, stay right there. And God wants us as a body of believers to stay right exactly with one another and right at with one another. Now, you've got the tapes, and you've got tapes on what we believe, and you've got tapes on discipline in the church and how we behave ourselves in the church of God and how we've got to come here together and sit together in heavenly places. Don't stay home. If God is in your heart, you can't hardly wait for them doors to open out yonder to get in there to fellowship with your brothers. If you don't feel that way, then I tell you, it's time you got to praying. Because we're in the last days where the Bible exhorted us, much more as we see the day approaching, to love one another with Christian love, divine love, to assemble ourselves together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, and love one another. And this will all men know you are my disciples when you love one for the other. That's right, stay right together. And if the brother you think is a little wrong or sister, say, Lord, don't never let me have a root of bitterness spring up because it'll affect him. It'll take Christ right out of my life. And that poison acids of malice and jealousy and hatred that will just take the Holy Spirit right away from you. It will run in from the tabernacle here. It will kill the Spirit of God, or it'll drive it away from here, hurt your pastor. It'll do everything. Don't do that. You just wax that much closer together. And draw up, take the buckle, as the brother testified, a minister here the other night, about having a buckle. Seeing it in a vision, just take that buckle, the whole armor of God, and pull her on. Tighten up and move right close to one another. Love one another anyhow. Talk nice about one another and say nice things about one another, and then God will bless you. And as we have come this morning, if I can do nothing else, may we truly take a second look around us at each one of our brothers and sisters, as we said here. And truly, may we take a little more, be a little more thankful for each one. As we have time together here, and as God allows each one of us to live and to be a part of this little body of believers here that we have sojourning together with, may we truly love one another like we never have before. And truly reach out to one another to be a helping hand, to be a staff. If somebody needs somebody to lean on, may I be that one they can lean on. May you be that one. And may each one of us together, as we draw closer together, and as we knit ourselves tightly in love, and how we should truly maybe it'll mean, maybe we'll be able to be one that can help someone else, that it'll bring glory to God's name and to be able to be expressed that God was able to move in the situation and bring it for His glory and honor, it come about to His, to, that it would show forth His glory. And how we should just truly yield ourselves over to this. Don't never take for granted even our natural brothers and sisters as we gather. You know, it's as we look around us, and some of us, you know, we don't have the opportunity anymore maybe to really spend time with our natural brothers and sisters. But how did, when we had those opportunities, did we truly let God express through us to at those times? And looking back, you know, I think even today, don't never take your natural brother or sister for granted. You know, you might go to the same church, you might join together in fellowship around God's precious word, but don't never forget they're carrying a part of Christ too. And how you treat them is how you're treating Him. And if we truly look at that, at each person that I come in contact with that's been filled with the Holy Ghost, that's my Savior. What I do for them, I've done for my Savior. And oh my, how He's looking down on us. It might change the attitude and how we treat each other a little more. Amen. And be a little more caring and a little more understanding one to another. Yes. But I pray we'll be able to take something from these precious words today and Amen. To strengthen our hearts and to check up. Lord, am I truly as loving as I can be? Am I as sweet as I can be? Has this Holy Spirit truly kept me tender, that I'm not hard, I don't have any crusty edges? But melt me down, Lord, and mold me back, that I would be someone that someone could draw virtue from, someone could feel that strength from when they come around and need it, that it'd be there for them. Let's all stand, if you would. You sisters can come to the instruments, if you would. Amen. Just a few words of exhortation this morning. But pray we can draw something from it, draw strength from God's precious word. He is so wonderful, saints. We've got so much to thank Him for, so much to love Him for each and every day. And when you truly see what He's done for you, how it makes you want to do for others. Amen. You know, I think of Brother Branham as he stood in that prayer line and that little old man come up there with no shoes on his feet. And he said he looked down to see if his shoes, put his foot up there to see if his shoe would fit him. Compassion, one for another. And truly, how that ought to be in our hearts, not just for those that do us good, but for our enemies also. And to take every word and to make it show forth and account. Amen. As our brother comes, let's sing that little chorus. So glad I'm yours, Lord. Amen.
So glad I'm yours, Lord. So glad I'm yours. So glad your mercy has fallen.
Grace, we know we're His. Amen. Know that we're saved by God's mercy and grace. You know, it's maybe hard for you to believe, but I believe those words today was definitely the will of the Lord. So I don't know how you felt about it or anything, but my notes and scriptures much a lot what he said this morning, for what I would have brought this morning. But he'd done a very fine job bringing it. And maybe, Lord willing, maybe tonight I'll bring a few more things on that dough. And maybe push a few more things in. But you know, we ought to think really about those precious words. On thinking more on the things of others than the things of yourself. You know, it's an important word that many leave out of their life. And sometimes we're guilty of it. And we must be very careful of leaving anything of God's word go, you know. So may we have listened to those words today and think about deeply what was said. With our everyday situations in life, with what's going on, with this pandemic and all this stuff, how we ought to think about it, you know? Sometimes we get to thinking all about ourselves, you know, and forget about the one standing beside us. You know, and when we think of this pandemic, you know, like Brother Branham said, and we've read the quote before, and you've read the quote before, and Brother Branham talked about the scripture, that those that have the seal upon their head, God watched over, kept them safe. But we get to thinking about ourselves. And we get in our own little world sometimes, thinking, oh, I'm the one, you know, I'm saved by God's grace, and I'm the Son of God, and this may not even be, but we think that way. And lacking the Word of God, we lack the understanding that maybe the one next to you doesn't have that seal, doesn't have that Holy Ghost. How do we feel? Oh, again, we've lacked the Word of God like so many times because we lack so much understanding. But if we would follow truly the Word of God, we'd find ourselves in a whole lot better shape, which I'm trusting we'll get there before the Lord comes, if it's not too late. You know, but, you know, this pandemic thing, a lot of people think it's a joke. They think it's all this, that, and the other. There's too many people dying every day with it for it to be a joke. And we know the plagues are to come upon the land. And there's more than this going to come. You're still going to think it's a joke? You might be left behind because of your foolish heart. My brother lays in the hospital right now and had to be put on a ventilator this morning. They don't know for sure he's going to make it. Yeah. It's not a joke. It's something serious. Yeah. Because a woman come to his work sick, did not test positive immediately. A couple days later, tested positive, infected several men on his work, his job. And now many of them suffer. And those that may not be strong, have the flesh to fight it off, strong flesh, strong body to fight it off, may not make it. You know? But oh, it's a joke. It's not a joke. It's serious. Well, we want to accept it or not. It's serious. So, well, you may, like I say, have the attitude, well, I'm protected. I got to seal my forehead. Well, what about the one beside me? You think everybody here has the Holy Ghost? I don't think so. By no means. Friends, we've got to be serious with God, and God has got to live our life, and we must be led by the Holy Spirit. Those are the ones going in the rapture. Not these ones that keep playing around and fooling with God. No. It's those that's genuinely born again, filled with the Holy Ghost, and are being led by the Spirit of God, and they are getting the word for this day. Those are the ones going in. Yeah. So I trust that you'll think about these things our brother said this morning, because it goes a lot further. And how we must make sure we understand. And as I said, our brother brought it out very beautiful. I appreciate that. So thankful for it. It was not just a message. It was not just a word of exhortation, but was needed, and it's needed in our lives. So may God help us not to miss a word, friends. I'm telling you, some people's going to miss it. They get one thing in their mind, they'll listen to some garbage that Satan's put in somebody's mind, and they'll just take and run with it. Just remember, it's your foolish life that's showing up without a token. Don't ever forget it. I say his word seriously because I mean it. And God's word means what he says. You may not fully understand what I'm talking about yet, but maybe you will. Lord will. So, let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, as we come to the close of the service, and our brother, you gave these words to him to bring to us this morning. And how again, Lord, every word that proceeds in the mouth of God is powerful and very meaningful. It's inspired. Have we taken these words this morning now as the inspired word of God? It was left for us even today. We could go back through it, Lord, and to understand these things. Lord, you know our hearts. As we read the other day, Lord, as your prophet spoke of, that you even know what we was going to think today before the world was ever formed. You knew what it would be. You knew whether it would be carnal or fleshly or foolish, without understanding, or, Lord, whether it be by faith. A life led by the Spirit of God and the power of the Holy Spirit lived in a man and woman's life in complete control. Lord, you knew before the earth was formed who would be and who wouldn't be. We ask now, Lord, that these words today, that you would open our hearts to it. Let it be made real and alive to us, Lord Jesus. It's our prayer. Oh, Lord, Father, today as I stand here today, stand here, Lord, for my brother. The Lord Jesus, I pray for his soul. The Lord, his soul be saved on that day. And maybe, Father, this will bring him in. I don't know. But Lord, he's to the bottom now. And Lord, he's on the last thing now, what man has to offer him. There is no other. There is no other alternative. But now, the Lord, through you, Jesus Christ, the Savior. Lord, you could save him. And Lord, it would be for your glory and honor to be thy will, O God. Bless us now, Lord, as we part from this place. Keep us in thy care, O God. Let us think more on the things of others than the things of ourselves. We're so selfish, Lord. We think way too much of ourselves than the one standing beside. The one standing beside of us may not have that faith yet and that understanding. They may not even be filled with the Holy Ghost yet. But what's my concern for him, Lord? Where's my compassion for him? Where's my understanding for him? Oh, God, help us, I pray. Bring us truly in the unity of the faith and the manifestation of the power of the Holy Spirit in our life. We ask it in your holy name. Our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Oh, I love him. I love him. Sing it together. I love him. I love him. Because God richly bless you in this name.